John Kerry pushes green energy, says Putin cannot exploit wind, sun. By Wendell Hasebo on April 13, 2022. Special Presidential Envoy for a Climate John Kerry on Wednesday pushed renewable offshore energy, claiming that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot manipulate the wind and sun. Now is the time to accelerate the transition to an independent and a clean energy future. President Putin cannot control the power of the wind or the sun, Kerry said at the Our Oceans Conference in the Pacific island of Palau, according to Reuters. Kerry, a global warming activist who flies gas-guzzling jets, said Putin's invasion of Ukraine is just one more reason the island nation should substitute fossil fuels with more expensive green energy. Kerry suggested Putin has raised the price of gas through his war in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Kerry made no mention of the United States' war on American energy. Soaring gas prices have fueled inflation. Gas prices increased about $1 before Putin invaded Ukraine. Since the invasion, gas prices have increased by about 70 cents. The White House has continually claimed the price hikes in the U.S. are a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine and have nothing to do with President Biden's war on American energy independence. On Monday, the White House blamed 40-year high inflation on Putin. But the data says otherwise. Jason Furman, a professor at Harvard and a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, shared charts on Twitter showing U.S. inflation to be much higher than that seen in the euro area. As Breitbart News reported, Biden has waged war on both public and private financing of oil drilling while subsidizing Green New Deal-like energy plans. As a result, American oil production is down from 2019, the year before the pandemic. Hard numbers suggest 2022 oil production is 12 million barrels per day, or 8% less than in 2019. Biden has made it increasingly more difficult for oil companies to gain financing to drill on private lands. He has also halted new drilling on public lands and terminated the Keystone Pipeline project that would have transported vast amounts of oil to American refineries. Democrats have refused to take responsibility for the high gas prices, which have fueled inflation. What was once dubbed transitory inflation is now Putin's price hike. Before that shift, CNN labeled inflation as good, while the Washington Post reframed inflation as the result of corporate greed. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and get her at Wendell Hasebo.